you on the line, Steve, I'm glad to say. It's Steve Harding. Steve?
Indeed, yeah. What a great show, Roger. You must be absolutely shattered by
no,
now.
No, I'm not really. I'm quite excited trying to make... I've got 7 minutes to make a choice.
From us. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all three teams have done a fantastic job for Merseyside. Let's not get no bones about that. But I can see you're confused. And
I am.
Well, the obvious choice is to go straight down the line, Roger. Just go for the middle option. And that's Tranmere. Because by choosing Tranmere, you don't upset the Blues because you're not going for Liverpool. And you're not upsetting the Reds by not choosing Everton. So, yeah, definitely Tranmere is the choice.
But, Roger, do you have a passport to get to the Whittle? And the inoculations as well.
Doesn't need a passport, does he, Steve? He's always welcome at our club. We're a family club.
That is the interesting absolutely, thing. Yeah. Even if I were to choose one of the other two clubs, Tranmere still would take it like a man. Whereas, if I choose Tranmere, the other two will go bananas.
I don't think so. I think
they will.
We're traditionally everyone's
you're calm,
favourite
you're
club. Yeah.
Obviously, if you did pick Tranmere, Roger, we'd think you were bananas.
See, it started already, Steve, and that's where we support each other at Prenton Park, isn't it? Pat each other on the back. We're not battling or anything like that. I think Roger's decided already, you know, he can't go anywhere else but Prenton
Steve,
Park.
Steve, when you came with your ace there at the end and you talked about a day out for the kids, and I must confess, I know Roger slightly from years ago, and knowing all of those things that you're talking about, entertaining kids and knowing how childlike Roger is, I think we're onto a loser here.
Right, I have to give a little confession. I did say I'd gone to Bury to Gig Lane when I was a kid. But actually, the last match I was taken to was by Charlie Lambert. Now, you remember Charlie?
Yeah.
Great guy. And he supported Chester.
Yeah, Chester lad,
and
yeah.
He took me along to Chester to watch Chester.
And look what happened.
Yeah, they aren't doing very well at all, are they? But they're on the way back up.
Yeah.
They're a different club now altogether, though,
all comes in cycles. If you can hear any noises, listeners, it's Roger chewing on an Everton mint, and I'm just about to pass him yet another one.
He's giving me one Everton mint. This is a
blackmail.
He's getting the taste for it now, and he thinks, well, if I get there handy enough tomorrow, the Toffee Gale will come round, and I'll get John to give you a big handful, Roger, and you'll have enough to last you the week.
Well,
Steve, are you going to the sportsman's dinner tomorrow night? Steve, are you there still, Steve?
Hello?
Hi, are you going to the sportsman's dinner tomorrow night?
No, I can't make it, unfortunately, but it sounds like a great thing. Are you going, Roger?
I can't, because unfortunately I'm also out tomorrow night somewhere else, but I'm just hoping that someone's going to come in and bid for it. I don't know if we've got any bids. I'm just checking with my producer for the Tranmere sportsman's night. Yeah. Oh, we have.
Yeah.
We have got some bids. I just was going to make you an offer that you couldn't refuse, but you have refused it, Steve. Thank you very much indeed for your support for Tranmere, and I'll think seriously about it. All right?
Thanks, Steve.
All right, thanks, Roger.
See you.